welcome to episode 251 of the AFK podcast for the week of November 18th, 2019. I'm your host, James Flynn, and this is the PC Gaming Podcast from Gamers Like You. Joining me this week are my co-hosts, Logan.
Hello, hello.
Curlin.
What's up?
And Whitney.
Hello.
What's up, guys? Welcome back. What's up, Jerry Gamer in the chat room? So, we're going to do something a little different this week. I'm still sick and under the weather and still have a toothache from a root canal and just feeling like garbage. So, Logan's going to do the hosting and I'm going to sit back and handle the stream and the recording and all that. So, Logan, you're up.
Excellent. Well, why don't you keep going and tell us what you've been playing this past week?
I managed to finish up The Outer Worlds. I was very sad. I know I liked that game because I wanted to keep playing. I don't know if I just, it was so much fun that it didn't seem like time was going by all that fast, or was it that the game was a little short? It seemed like there should have been a little more content in there, some more quests to do, especially when they had faction reputations. I thought it was a little odd that they had a faction reputations mechanic in the game. But then there was nothing like a daily or additional quests for that faction. It was weird. It was almost like they ran out of time and had to finish the game real quick. And I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case.
So yeah, isn't the faction mechanics just for prices and vendors?
No, it'll come into play at the end of the game on the last mission.
Oh, all right, okay.
Interesting.
So, Curls, I see you've been playing The Outer World. Where are you at there?
I literally have no idea because I've been kind of creeping my way through it and be like, oh, there's a mission over here. I think I'll go see what this is about, you know. So it's kind of like I've been playing it kind of like how you play Fallout or like the Elder Scrolls. You just kind of get in there and putz around. You shoot stuff. You talk to people. You shoot some more stuff. So as far as like progression, I have no idea where I am.
And how are you enjoying it so far?
Oh, dude, I'm digging it. This is the game that I needed at this time of year, to be honest.
Wow. So I've been playing The Outer Worlds as well, and I'm the only one that isn't as down with it as much as you guys are. I'm liking it. I absolutely love the companions. They knocked that shit right out of the park. But I'm finding the side quests are just, there's so many friggin' side quests to do that I'm always just running around all the time and I don't feel like I'm advancing the main quest. Now, I'm probably nowhere near the end. I'm on Terra 2. I just picked up my third or fourth companion, Nokia. And, you know, I love the interaction with her and the rest, but I'm like just running around this planet doing a bunch of stuff that's got nothing to do with the main quest. So I don't know. For me, like I was telling Jim earlier, it's a solid 8 out of 10. For me, absolutely solid 8 out of 10, but I'm getting a bit bored with the side quests. Anyone else feel that at all?
I didn't. And I never picked up Nokia because that's the drunk chick in the bar, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize she was a companion. I don't like to talk to drunk people, so I pretty much ignored her.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I picked her up because I find that the people will focus the dialogue best on the planets and the people that they're around. So she had some real, real good stuff in there, like real good side quests. So I just finished.
Go back then.
Yeah, absolutely. Go back, grab her, and there's some pretty cool stuff in there. The thing, I guess, I'm getting a bit burnt out with the loot. Last week, I would have said, oh my God, I love the loot. Like, there's so much loot. You're always looting stuff. And now this week, I'm like, oh God, I got to hit a vendor again. I got to unload all my crap and then go out again.
Well, there's vending machines practically everywhere, though.
Yeah. But there's just like, you know, with the weapons and armor, I find that I'm not upgrading as frequently as I want to be. You know, I'm tinkering. I don't like doing modding because you don't recoup your mods. So I'm worried that I'm going to mod the wrong gun, move to the next mission, and then pick up like something way better that I wish I would have modded.
And you can get mods from a lot of the vendors and find them along the way too. Don't be afraid to use them.
Yeah, and my way around that is cheat happens trainer. I turn off all of the weight, and I gave myself some money. So like, once I found a weapon set that I like, I just gave myself $100 gazillion, and I just tinker it all the way up to the freaking level that I wanted to be. And that's kind of how I've been playing.
Oh, sweet. I love that. So what would you rate it like out of 10 if you had to score it?
I would say 8.5 out of 10, and I deduct half a point because I get a random crash trying to go to certain locations
Yeah, I ran into
at
that too.
different. Yeah, and it's funny because you do a couple of quests and then you go back and try to go there, and it works just fine. It's like, what the hell was that about? Yeah.
Right.
I guess there's a patch coming tomorrow, so hopefully that'll help.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I'm about an
Yeah.
8.5 too. I agree with Curlin.
Sweet. Yeah, there's something special with the patch tomorrow. I just read it like 20 minutes ago. It didn't stick in my head though, so. But they said it's coming tomorrow. All right, Whitney, what have you been up to this past week? What have you been playing?
Well, Legends of Runeterra like has released again, so I've been playing a lot of that and a lot of the TFT, some ARAM, so a lot of Riot Games stuff, really. But I've been really enjoying Legends of Runeterra.
And how is that? It's a card game, right?
Yeah, it's a card game. Like I don't want to compare it to Magic and Hearthstone, but there's a lot of just those general card game elements that I really like. And if you play those types of games, it makes it easier to pick this one up. But I've been playing a Poro deck nonstop, and it's my absolute favorite.
And how's the pay to win aspect of it? Because I find that some card games are hit and some card games are misses when it comes to the pay to win.
Well, like right now, I haven't put any money into it, but that's because I guess it's the beta, so they give you quite a bit to start out with, or maybe that's just how you start out in general. But I've thought it's fine. Like I started with quite a few cards, and they give you some decent decks to start with, so.
Excellent, excellent. TFT, Team Fortress Tactics, or
Teamfight Tactics.
how's that? I haven't played that. I've seen lots of people going though.
I find it to be really cute. It's pretty fun. I kind of jumped into it not really knowing anything, so I suffered a lot of losses before. I'm like, huh, well, that's what you're supposed to do, and you find like what the items are and what. And I think Wednesday ranked might be back out, like re-released or open again. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm kind of excited to jump into that and give that a try.
Cool. Have you guys tried playing that at all yet, girls?
Nah, I'm kind of like, I don't really dig a lot of Riot stuff because the games that they build don't really appeal to me that much. So I'm just kind of like, meh.
Jim?
Yeah, the Dota games never really appealed to me.
All right. And you mentioned that you had also been playing Fallout New Vegas this week.
Well, that's because I finished the Outer Worlds, and I wanted to keep going, so I just fired up Fallout New Vegas and started playing that because I just wanted to play that kind of a game, and it just wasn't the same as playing the Outer Worlds.
But is it good?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it holds up. It's not the Outer Worlds, but I mean, it's still a good game. But
And
I'm
you've
really
never played it
looking.
before, though, right?
No, I've started it before, but I've never really gotten very far with it. What I'm really looking forward to is Jedi Fallen Order. I've got the next couple of days off, and I'm hoping to finally be able to start that.
I've been watching a friend play it. It looks really good, like really smooth, and the world is pretty.
I've seen only a couple reviews, and they have been like nines and super high, so I'm excited.
Yeah, Jim Sterling actually liked it, and that guy didn't like anything.
I saw a clip of lightsaber combat, and it looked slick. So, yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah, I've watched Digital Foundry's one or two videos on it, talking about the tech and stuff like that. And I'm pretty enamored. It's I'll probably definitely have it before the end of the year. I need to see how well it runs on Linux though before I throw some money down.
Did you let your Origin access expire?
Yeah, because I wouldn't plan anything over there, so I let it lapse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is it available on? Just on the Origin launcher?
It's on Steam, Origin, and consoles, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe, and obviously, you guys are going to play it on PC then. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's also on that store, which shall not be named.
I gotta say, yeah,
it is over there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've yet to play a game on there, but my library is huge from all their free games. It's like every week or so, every 2 weeks, they have another free, one or two free games. And they're usually pretty decent, too. So.
Yeah, I've been doing the same thing. But like, I take your free stuff, you know, for like a just in case. But no, you still suck.
You know, Jim's got the trailer plan now. Is that the trailer or is that gameplay?
It's some gameplay. It's alpha gameplay, I believe.
Yeah, I've not seen any of this stuff. I've seen the original trailer and that was it. So, yeah, let us know how it is. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I can't wait. I've been avoiding all the gameplay and the videos this week.
Nice. All right. Have you guys heard about the latest Fortnite kerfuffle with this... I'll call him a kid, but I don't want... No, I won't call him a kid. That's too demeaning. With this young man on the clan FaZe, and his name is Jarvis. He got banned from Fortnite. You guys hear about this at all?
Yeah.
Yep. It's been all over my news feed, and I'm like, tough.
Yeah, I mean, if that's your livelihood, why the hell did you put it at risk?
Because I'm only 17. Gosh. That's what he said.
Well, he wants to claim that he didn't know that you can't do that. It's like, bullshit. Come on. When has that ever been okay?
Well, he knew it wasn't okay, but he said that he didn't think the punishment would be that severe. So he was, long story short, he live streamed himself using a name bot and posted it to YouTube, I believe, as well. So Fortnite just permabanned him. So he's got to go ahead.
I was going to say, so essentially what he said was he went to Vegas and bet against the house, and the house won. Is that what I heard?
That's pretty much it. He's got a couple million subscribers. And so this is obviously is a little bit bigger than it would be for your regular normal person. So you guys know who Ninja is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
who?
He waited. Ninja.
Kidding.
Ninja.
I'm kidding.
Oh, wait. How about.
Did we lose Logan?
No. You can hear me, can't you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. I said ask Drake.
Oh, ask Drake. I didn't hear you.
Wait. So, yeah, he waded into this and he actually said, and I'm gonna read this quote because I want to get it right. I don't want to paraphrase. There's a difference between a content creator who has millions of subscribers, hundreds of thousands of followers, who gets banned from what literally makes him money, and some kid who is just a piece of shit, who has absolutely zero following, has zero money that comes from Fortnite, from gaming and hacks.
Yeah, he looks like an ass.
That tells me that Ninja has used aimbots.
Yeah.
That's how I read that. I'm just saying.
I read that as well, yeah.
Entitled much?
Yeah.
He feels pretty entitled.
That blows my mind. Like, I can understand in an angle of his point of view, which isn't entirely wrong. And that angle is, hey, I'm a huge promoter for this game. Let's work something out. That's the only angle I can see that isn't completely wrong. Hey, you know what? You guys are making some stuff off of my back because I'm promoting your game. Yeah, I fucked up, but let's work something out because this is a mutually beneficial relationship. But what Blevin said, he can get fucked.
Yeah, that was some condescending. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, we've got Jerry as our follower, but I'm pretty sure that if we use an aimbot, we're not going to get the same special treatment as a million followers or 2 million. What if we had 100,000 or even 50,000? Where's the line of special treatment versus get wrecked?
Right.
The thing is, though, is when you have a huge platform like that, like especially if you have a young viewing audience, which like Ninja and FaZe Jarvis do have, that's just going to incite more people to use aimbotting and then create just a terrible experience for anybody else who goes on and tries to play.
You are so, so right. Like, right. That's where I think Blevins got this backwards, is that they need to be held to a higher standard.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where Ninja's so wrong. Well,
right. I mean, you can also use like a football analogy. Like everybody knows that Tom Brady is pretty fucking good at football, but that doesn't give him the right to shoot up a million fucking steroids and then be like, hey, I'm Tom Brady, so the rules don't apply to me. Like that's not how it works. You still got to abide by the rules.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why they're called influencers. Right, they influence people's behavior. So what do you think all of the 2 million people now are going to do? Oh, Jarvis did it. I can do it too. Blevins said it was okay. Both these boys got my back. So yeah, get wrecked, both of you guys. All right, tell me about AMD Q4, 16-core Ryzen 9, the 3950X Threadripper, up to 32 cores.
It's glorious. So and I don't even have one. But, I mean, who would have thought that 3 years ago that we would have 16 cores in the mainstream desktop area?
It's crazy. And it goes in an AM4 board. So affordable.
Right. Yeah. So if you have an AM4 board from 2 or 3 years ago, there's a high chance that you can update your BIOS, go buy one of these and drop it in and it'll work.
And the single core performance is on par with Intel.
Yep. The frequency may not be, but it still holds its own.
I mean, we're talking about negligible. That's the word I'm trying to use. Frame rates, like less than 10 in a lot of cases. And in some cases, the 3950X outperformed the Intel chip.
Absolutely true. I love it.
I love how AMD spends years, you know, sliding down deeper into obscurity, and all of a sudden they just come back and they just completely devastate the competition like this.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, essentially what happened was the leadership changed and you can say Lisa Su took over and she was like, listen, we need some clean sheet stuff in here. Like now get started. And they just kind of bid their time until it was ready. It took them, what, 3 or 4 years? And Intel was asleep. They're reiterating on the same thing that they've had, you know, since Skylake. Like, all of this stuff is still Skylake. The baseline of it is still Skylake architecture, you know. And then when you layer on top of that they haven't really been able to do much with the 10-nanometer manufacturing process, you know, they just keep recycling 14-nanometer over and over and over and over again. Like, there are a lot of advantages. So now's AMD's time to shine. All of the bets that they made against the house are now paying off. It just took them a couple of years.
Yep. Intel can only compete on price now. That's all they've got left.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's good for us.
Absolutely. So are you guys going to get one?
I doubt it. I have a 3900X already, so all I'd be missing is 4 cores and 8 threads. So
it wouldn't be much of an upgrade for me either. I've got a 2700X, and I don't think I really need the extra cores for anything that I do. So, yeah. But if I was building a new system right now, it would definitely be a consideration, considering I do produce some content.
Yeah. Whitney, how about yourself?
No. I just recently rebuilt my PC, from the ground up. And for what I do, like, it's fine. maybe some time way down the road, sure. But honestly, it's kind of like car talk to me. It goes over my head. I'm sorry.
Oh. That's okay.
So which one of you guys, which one of you guys or girls are interested in the Marvel's Avengers coming up?
That's me. This one keeps surprising me that what they're doing with this game and the amount of work they're putting into it. Black Widow still looks terrible, but this game, the more I've been following it, the better and better it's looking. And now they're saying that the game features 6 playable heroes at launch, which means there's going to be more heroes, probably DLC, story choices, and multiple endings. So this is looking to be a not just a like a brawler type game or action game, but it's looking to have some pretty deep story here.
When does it come out? Do you know?
Hold on. May 15th, 2020.
Oh, do you already own a Switch?
Do I? No.
Yeah, isn't it Switch exclusive?
No, it's for PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. Oh, and that thing that Google's doing.
Oh, God. That thing is so dead now.
Stadia.
Stadia? Stadia?
Stadia who?
Sorry, we're jumping around a bit. But have you guys, did you pre-order, and have you changed your pre-order based on the latest news?
I wasn't going to get Stadia. I wasn't going to have anything to do with it.
I haven't changed it. Whatever the kit is, it should still be here any day now. So.
And Whitney, yourself?
Haven't pre-ordered. Haven't really planned on it.
Yeah, I'm with Jim. I'm glad I didn't pre-order. The game offering coming out of the gate is hella weak. I knew they would have had to go a bit old school, but it's not coming out until next year, right? And by that point, those games will be 4 and 5 years old. Am I wrong there?
Yeah, there's not a whole lot at launch, really.
Yeah, no. It's essentially Destiny, Assassin's Creed, and one other that's kind of recent.
And the features are not there either, especially a lot of the features that they had really promoted when they were showing this thing off, about being able to just jump into a game you see on YouTube. That's, you know, none of that's there yet.
And I wasn't really expecting that out of the gate, but I was expecting something a bit better with the game was releasing. But, oh well.
I sometimes I think that executives in these companies like Google are just completely out of touch with what's going on outside of Silicon Valley or outside the major cities. I'll believe it when I see it. I just don't see this being able to overcome the horrible state of our infrastructure in the United States when it comes to internet service.
Yeah, you guys, you've got it rough. I mean, I'm slightly ahead, but not a whole lot. But I've at least got unlimited download, knock on wood, for now. And you know what else is going to kill that is if Valve starts doing a streaming service too. I wonder if our libraries are in jeopardy at all.
I know there was a rumor that from WCCF Tech that Steam was considering a subscription service or even a cloud gaming service. Again, just a rumor.
Are you worried?
No, not at all.
Yeah, and it's WCCF, so it's like...
Yeah, it's hit or miss.
True.
More miss than hit.
Yeah.
But when I read things like that, I wonder what the worst case scenario is. And to me, the worst case scenario is, hey, you paid for a license. We're revoking that license now. Your library's gone. We're going to go move to an entire streaming service.
I don't see Gabe doing that. That would go against everything he's ever said.
Yeah. Yeah. If they did that, that would spell disaster for Steam. And hell, it'll spell disaster for Valve. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. It will literally tank the company. because no one would trust him again. People would stop buying over there, and that would be exactly what the other store that shall not be named would want. So, yeah.
True that. Speaking of complete and utter disasters, has anyone tried Red Dead 2 on PC?
Negatory.
Nope.
No. Which platform did it release on, or which store? Oh, that's Rockstar's launcher, right?
That's Rockstar's launcher. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it is.
For me, Rockstar is just yet another studio. Like, people hold them in high regard, but like, for us PC folks, they always tend to release stuff that is absolutely not finished. So if I do pick up one of their titles, it's typically after it's on a sale and has had, you know, a couple of patches. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So, the thing that I thought was wild is like nearly every YouTube content creator was making videos about how to fix this or what settings to use and this, that, and the other, and it, all about Red Dead. And it's like, are you guys serious? Like,
PC gaming has always been an afterthought to, what's the name of the studio?
Rockstar.
Rockstar. PC gaming's always been an afterthought to Rockstar, so Rockstar's always been an afterthought to me. I'm pretty much the same as Curlin. We only pick up their games on sales, and I was never really a huge fan of their Grand Theft Auto. I was more of a Saints Row fan.
Yeah, I got into Grand Theft Auto. One of the ones. Vice City, that one. Whatever that one was. That was about it. None of the others. But I'm totally on board with you guys. Like, more and more these days, I am absolutely not a buy it on launch week, which is why I go back to the Star Wars thing. Like, let us know how it works out for you, because I'm curious to see in what shape it launches on.
Yeah, from everything I've seen, it seems like a fairly solid release, except for on the lower tier of the consoles. From what Digital Foundry found, it's the asset loading that causes some stalls on like the base Xbox and base PlayStation. But other than that, it seems to be a fairly solid release. You know, to only have a launch day patch. For PC, I wouldn't be surprised if it's in a fairly decent state as is.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, I hope they can fix it up soon. Do you think they can fix up Anthem?
Oh God, what's Anthem?
Yeah, we'll see.
Have you guys played it at all?
Not since
launch.
Yeah, not since launch.
Yeah, I never gave it a go myself.
I got geared up. I mean, I got the highest level gear you could get, and there was just no more content, so there was no reason to keep playing.
Yeah, for me, it was literally like the first Division that launched some years back. You know, you played, and it was fun while it lasted, and then you kind of get to the end of the story and the gear chase, and you're like, well, what do I do now?
Right. I mean, they got to, games like that, they got to keep pumping out content to keep players engaged. Once, you know, you get every class maxed up with gear, there's no reason to keep playing. Don't get me wrong, I had fun in Anthem. I thought it was a fun game. And, you know, if they do this big overhaul like they say they are, I'll dip my toe back into it to see, you know, see what's up. But I hope they do something soon.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. A new Mass Effect in development.
Tasty.
So how much time are they wasting on Anthem when they should be focusing on Mass Effect?
They could be closer to being done, and maybe that's why they're moving resources to Anthem.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, they also have multiple teams as well, because there's also another team working on the next Dragon Age. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll buy that for $1.
Yes, sir.
One of these days, I'm actually going to play one of the other ones other than the first one. I played the first one 8 times, and I haven't touched any of the other one.
You played the first one? Which one? What?
In Dragon's Age.
Oh. Dude, 2 is pretty good. A lot of people didn't like it because it changed the formula, but it's a more third-person action with a dash of the pause combat, mm-hmm. but I had fun with it.
I like the combat in it.
3
it
times. Fun. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to 4 just to see what it looks like, but I'm going to get off my rocker and start playing that. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order has been released. We've touched on this already. Jim, when are your days off? What are you doing? When can we get an update from you?
Well, I will be able to play the game pretty much tomorrow morning. I'll have about 5 hours tomorrow morning I'll be able to play, and then another 5 hours Tuesday morning I'll be able to play. So I should be able to put a good 10 hours into it in the next couple days, and then probably another 5 hours on Friday. So next time we talk, I should have a pretty good amount of time in the game.
Curls, are you going to grab it?
As soon as they get it running through either Proton or Lutris, yes.
And Whitney, is this a game that appeals to you at all?
No, it's pretty to watch, and I've had fun watching it so far, but not something I would play. I'm kind of over Star Wars stuff at the moment.
Excellent. Well, that's all the news for the week. Let's talk about... So, can we talk about the movie Joker? Jim, are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm kind of actually very curious about it because I hear a lot of people talking about it, but I really don't... You know, I haven't seen it. But yeah, I'm definitely interested in it.
All right, Whitney, what do you think? Take us away.
I really enjoyed... The Joker, or Joker. I understand there was like a lot of backlash, and it's one of those you kind of have to watch. I don't know what to say about it. I really enjoyed it. I thought Joaquin Phoenix, I'm saying that right, did a fantastic job in that role. Like, it's right up there with my all-time favorite Jokers.
I don't want to spoil it. Oh, no. I don't think we can talk about it without spoiling it.
No, feel free to spoil it.
Because if you think about it, that spoiler actually happens in the first, like, 20 minutes of the movie.
Because,
that's true.
Because I won't see it until it comes out on, you know, either streaming or DVD or Blu-ray.
So, spoil it. Go. Tell us. Get dig into it. Because I'm dying for someone else to say it before I just... Go.
No, you say it. No, you. I don't want to do it.
Okay. Okay, I think that this is possibly the greatest superhero movie of all time. You know, firstly, because there's no superheroes in it.
Yes.
But, so in the first, Jim, I got to spoil it. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's not really a spoiler because 20 minutes. So in the first 20 minutes of the show, he comes in, he's in an apartment, shares it with his mom, puts his mom to bed, and he starts watching the TV with his mom. Late night show comes on. And it shows that he starts imagining himself in that late night show and how things happen. And one other scene happens after that. But what it does, it introduces you to the fact that all of a sudden, after that, you're not quite sure what he's imagining and what's real. But at the very end, you're entirely positive that everything you've seen is at least from his point of view, whether imaginary or not.
Hmm.
And that, I think, just was insane. Curls, I can't believe you've seen this twice. Like, I love it, but it was so dark. What did you think?
Dude, I saw it, and I told my girlfriend, I was like, oh my God, you got to see the Joker. We got to go again. And she saw it, and she loved it too. Like, the job that they did, like, telling this story and like you just said, the fact that it's really hard to tell whether he imagined the whole thing or if, like, this stuff actually happened and even the double illusions were imagined. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Because, I mean, even when the story is taking place, he says that he was in the asylum before. So it's like, okay, so wait, did he get out? And then at the end, you're like, wait, was he there all along? You know, and oh my God, it's so freaking good. This is like, I don't really typically dig superhero or super villain films, but this one is like my favorite now. Like this is my favorite Joker. Like the last one was the very first Batman with Michael Keaton and
Jack Nicholson.
Oh, yeah, and Jack Nicholson, because Jack Nicholson was fucking hilarious. But
he
used to be my favorite Joker, but now Joaquin is it.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, I love the shout out to Batman as well. And did you see the billboard in the background with his parents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought right there, I'm like, okay, that's awesome. Totally just encapsulates, you know, is the movie real? Is it fake? Is it, what's going on? But it's absolutely the best superhero movie ever, and I'll hopefully never watch it ever again.
Like, for me, I'm at the point where I'm hesitant for them to do a part two, because I don't want them to risk fucking this up.
I don't think they are. Has there been word that there's going to be? I hope not.
Well, it's $1 billion movie now, so it's hard not to do a part two.
Exactly. It's Hollywood. You never know.
So. I hope not, because I think it was just beautiful on its own as one movie. Like, as you said, it being a superhero movie and it not being... I loved it just so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, and you're exactly right. I don't know how they could adequately and properly do a second movie, because there's no way they can capture that same essence that they did in the first one.
It will be very tough.
Yeah. Jim, you got to go see. Oh, I guess you're waiting for the Blu-ray. So when you see it, let us know your thoughts, because I'm always excited to talk to people about this, because it's such a good one. A couple of people said they didn't like it because it was almost glorifying mental illness. And I thought it was almost the complete opposite of that, that it was putting it in the limelight, just, you know, putting a spotlight on it.
The way you're describing it reminds me of a film with a guy that played Batman once called American Psycho. Have you ever seen that?
No, I've heard it's good though. What's his name? Christian Bale.
Yeah. Where at the end, you don't know what he imagined and what he didn't. But definitely a film that's worth watching if you haven't seen it.
Absolutely. Next on our must-see list. So Whitney and I have both seen 1 and 2. Jim, have you watched The Mandalorian?
I have. I watched episodes 1 and 2.
And what do you think?
I think that they're going to need to... There's a lot of stuff. There's a whole lot of nothing really going on. It's great. It's very slow moving, and a lot of times you're just watching him walk around, fix his suit, chase after some Jawas, look at the little baby thing he's got. Doesn't seem like there's a whole. I mean, I love the environment and everything, but it, so far there just doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of story there. So I'm a little underwhelmed, but I have high hopes for future episodes. I also think that 30 minutes was probably not the best format or length for that.
Yeah. Whitney, what do you think?
I do agree. I think just right now there's not a whole lot going on. I wish there was like a third episode and it kind of ramped up a bit to get me excited. I think the only thing that has me hyped up is the baby Yoda is absolutely freaking adorable. Like, oh my goodness.
He is. My favorite scene, or what got me the most excited, was when he walks into the room and that Imperial Governor is sitting there and he's got those stormtroopers standing around him. They look tired. Their uniforms are full of dirt and scuffed, and you can tell they've just been through hell. And they're just barely hanging on. And, you know, they're on edge and everything. And that scene right there so far, you know, as far for me, that was the best scene in the series. And I'm hoping to see more of that. Tell me what's going on with the Republic. Tell me what's going on with the Empire. Show me a Star Destroyer once in a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard that criticism as well. I follow Dan Stapleton on, he's the IGN editor, and he said that it's a Star Wars show that's doing its best not to be a Star Wars show. I challenged him on it. He shot me down. In terms of characters, play scenes, atmosphere, I think it's all Star Wars. It's just up until the, you know, around the end of episode two, it's just missing any Jedi or Force powers or whatnot. I loved that they introduced, you know, I don't even know what species Yoda is, but they introduced the baby Yoda. Sorry if anyone's getting spoiled by that. It's definitely not the best show out there, but I think it's really good and I'm really enjoying it. I love following this guy around, and I'm still of the mindset of Jimin's as well, that I'm very confused as to sort of what's going on. Like the 30 minutes I think is a little crappy. Give us an hour, give us, you know, a little bit more to
45 minutes, something like that. Hey, when he shot you down, did he go, "I have spoken"?
Yeah. Like, you know, and I like some of the characters. I think that guy is a little weird, but I would have liked them to vet out some of these characters' stories a bit more if they're going to give them that much screen time. You know, like do some flashbacks with that dude, have us get like some glimpses into his life, or, you know, don't give him, you know, like half an episode where he's partner and palling around with this guy. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that makes me question why would he do that? What's going on here? But I'm still enjoying it. I'm looking forward to the next episode. And I wonder if they did it this way, episodic weekly, as a money grab.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Hey, if you want to see it, you got to pay.
Yeah, they're looking at Netflix and saying, you guys are stupid. Because, I mean, we've been talking about it on this show. Like, we'll subscribe, binge watch it, unsubscribe.
Yeah.
I pretty much only subscribe just to watch it with y'all. Otherwise, I wasn't going to do Disney Plus. Like I said, I feel like since Disney has acquired Star Wars, it's just been Star Wars and Marvel just kind of shoved down the throat. And I'm just kind of done for that.
Well, there's a lot of good other stuff on Disney Plus, like the old Gargoyles cartoon show.
I was surprised, yeah. Show. There's a lot of good stuff on there. DuckTales.
Oh, yeah, there is a lot of good stuff on there. Oh, no, don't start the song.
Well, we're just talking about DuckTales.
Woohoo!
Tailspin's on there.
Yeah. Yeah, like it's bigger than I thought, is, you know.
All the holiday stuff, specials and stuff are on there.
Yeah, if I do get a subscription, it'll be for Mini-Me, so.
Yeah.
I do like how it comes with, or you can get the Hulu with it. Because I was subscribed to Hulu and I dropped that. But I'm like, oh crap, that's right. Castle Rock is going on. And then Disney Plus. I was like, okay, it all worked out. So
nice.
Have y'all watched Castle Rock?
Do you mean?
I have not.
Castle
Rock. What is Castle Rock? I know Fraggle Rock.
Well, Castle Rock takes place in like the Stephen King universe.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
So when you say Stephen King universe, is it like Dark Tower type stuff?
Well, I think in the end everything ties into the Dark Tower, but it takes place like the opening scene of season one, the Shawshank warden kills himself. Like he runs his car over an edge and deheads himself, and like that's kind of how the whole thing starts. And the what's his name that plays it in the new movies?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's in it. And then you have Sissy, who played Carrie, the original Carrie, in it. So there's a lot of, like, Stephen King throwbacks, and it ties in. I don't even know how you would explain it, because season one and season two are vastly different.
I'm going to have to check that out.
I recommend it. Check it out and let me know what you think.
Wait, is that on Hulu?
Yes.
Oh, I don't have Hulu. Maybe I'll sign up for it, watch that and on sub.
Just binge watch it. Yeah, that's what it's for.
Yep.
Curls. Oh, sorry. Curls, are you going to do any of the Star Wars Mandalorian shows, or are you just not interested?
Well, I mean, it's only on Disney Plus right now.
Well, there are other ways to see it.
Arr, matey. I'm not. I mean, when I do get a Disney Plus, you know, at some point, because I'm pretty sure there'll be a reason to get it, or there'll be a deal or something. Then I watch it then, but I'm not just going to sub just for that one show.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Black Friday as well. See what's coming out. Black Friday, Internet Monday, whatever it's called. All right. And on that note, then, Jim, pass it over to you.
Time to wrap. Great show, everybody. Thank you all for being here. Thanks to Jerry in the chat room. Let's see what we got here. I don't closely monitor Twitter anymore, so if you want to continue the conversation about PC gaming with us, the best way to do that is to join our Discord. There'll be a link in the show notes. And there's also a link on the AFKpodcast.net. The AFK Podcast is a production of the 10-6 gaming community. You can find the AFK Podcast at the AFKpodcast.net. There you will find links to our Steam groups, our Steam group, and more. And like I said, a link to our Discord. So with that, for me, for Logan, for Whitney, and for Curlin, thanks for joining us or listening, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye.